March 1946. What we are doing today would have been illegal, a felony. We all would have been arrested because from March 1946 until 1989, the Ukrainian Catholic Church was illegal in the Soviet Union. All our bishops were arrested and sent to Siberia. Many priests and parishioners were killed, but we survived. And in January of 1963, our Cardinal Yosef Slipy was released from Siberia after 18 years. After 18 years in a labor camp, refusing to submit to the pressures of renouncing his conviction of faith. And legend has it that when he was freed, the Soviet commissar said, "Comrade Slipy, I give you your freedom." And he replied, "I have always been free." This idea of freedom being given to all by God is reflected in the Declaration of Independence. When we said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Lincoln did not free the slaves. God made the people free. Lincoln acknowledged their freedom. Ukraine is free by God's design. And any fight and any foe will never be able to crush the desire for freedom which is planted in the heart of every human being by God. The right of self-determination, of choosing a future for yourself and your children and your grandchildren, is something that is inherent in us that no one can take away. For those of us who did not grow up in slavery because we're so young, if you look on television in Ukraine, this is how slavery begins. When someone wants to tell you, "No, no, no, you can't be who you are. I will tell you who you are. You want freedom? I will kill you." This is the guts. This is the essence of slavery that we can see unfolding in our television sets. But just as Thomas Paine and others, Nathan Hale said, "Give me liberty or give me death," that fire of liberty can never be crushed. Even your children, especially your teenagers, how they have that fire within them that they will fight their own parents. "I want to be me. I want my freedom. I'm old enough." And so we give them the wisdom of old age, the care and the love of parents, and we try to steer them in the right way. But we are reminded that the Ukrainians are fighting for this basic human right given to us by God. And the gas chambers of Auschwitz and the crucible of war will never be able to crush that spirit because it was planted there by God. And the final point is this, that even in this crucible of war, we have to realize that building a nation and building a future also means looking deep in every one of our hearts. Because war and peace, good and evil, are not just on the boundaries of nations, but they run through every human heart. And after the cannons and missiles and bullets stop flying, that battle within every human heart for justice, for equality, for simplicity, has to be fought by every one of us. So peace is not a stagnant situation of the absence of war, but peace is that struggle that every evil inclination, every selfish emotion, every feeling that is contrary to the goodness that God has planted in our heart needs to be crushed. I do not pray for the death of any president, of any Putin, of any country, but I do pray and fight to kill every rotten idea, every evil thought that wants to enslave human beings by coercion, by power, or to kill that soul. Every person has been endowed by their Creator unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We fight for liberty on Ukraine and within every human heart. Slava Isusu Christu.